Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the Catch Up podcast on the Listener app. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply.
Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30.
Marto and Margo are back tomorrow with another bunch of cash to give away. I know you guys have got $15,000. However, there's $5,000 in particular at 8:30 every day, desperate to give away. Here are the five celebrities. Who's getting the jab? Come on, guys, give a clue.
So what do we know? One of them's Russell Crowe. One of them's Kathy Freeman.
We've got three more. One of them's always in a rush, what we said on the show today. And one of them
is a knighted beetle.
Can we go with that one? And the other one is a musician. Musician.
That'll do them.
Yeah.
Okay. 8:30 every day, $5,000. Who's getting the jab? Big show today. Lots of fun, including strange animal relationships. That kind of freaked us all out a little bit.
Didn't it?
Remember the magpie thought it was a dog?
Oh, that's right.
There were a few things that we did miss on the show, Marto. I just showed
like
you
what?
A video.
Who is that?
That's Jennifer Lopez. Isn't she glorious? What is a Jennifer Lopez? She is, of course, an actress, a singer. She's with Ben Affleck. She was with A-Rod, you know, the baseball player. Yeah. She is hot as to trot, but she's on her way to the VMAs, Marto, because we didn't talk about the fact that the MTV VMAs were on the Video Music Awards in the States. Massive. No, don't care. What about Britney Spears? She got engaged.
What about Madonna's ass? Did you see that? How old's she?
Yeah. She's 60 something. Yeah.
Not a virgin
anymore. Kate Middleton's brother got married. Does anybody care about that?
No.
In other news.
What radio station would be doing them, the VMA things? One of the other mobs?
Yeah.
The ones that are 45 years of age that are still talking to teenagers. Good on you, all you losers in radio.
Let's get into the Catch Up podcast, exclusive for the Listener app.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Marto, yesterday, MacGyver Mondays, you brought up the fact that you had used stockings instead of an Oki strap. And we got a very deep history lesson on the Oki strap. You were talking about octopuses and they used to have four attachments and eight legs and claws.
Oh, I don't know whether ever.
Rubbery bits and threads and all sorts of things. Anyway, I was very confused. But one thing I did take out of it was that you said this.
Did you know that Oki straps hospitalise 500 Australians with severe eye injuries every year?
Fact.
Well, I looked at, I saw that somewhere. I don't know whether it's confirmed. And didn't I say one death?
Yes, one death.
Yeah, wouldn't you be unlucky to die when an Oki strap hit you?
The second thing that was closely followed by most incidences.
Champagne corks?
Champagne corks, yes, of course. And I was like, oh, I've been hit in the eye with a champagne cork.
Of course you have.
I was talking to my husband about it last night. Hey. We went out on a little date night together. We went and saw Boy Swallows Universe, actually, our mate Trent Dalton, over at QPAC, where we sat down and we had a meal together and we were chatting about the show and he said, oh, that was funny. Marta was talking about Oki straps. And then he said, a mate of mine, we were camping along the Logan River when we were about 15 or 16. We were down there for a week and one of his mates got hit in the eye with a sinker. They were fishing on the river.
Did he get a snag?
He brought it back in, got a snag as he was bringing it back in off the snag, trying to pull it, snapped, whack, straight in the eye with a sinker.
Did it hit him in the eye? I've been hit right in the middle of the forehead, and at night time when you got a torch on, it hit me just below my head torch. It comes at you, and the only thing you get out is air. You just go... And then you get hit.
And I'm not sure if anybody else...
Did it hit him in the eye?
It hit him in the eye. So it hit him in on the eyelid, just on the brow bone.
Well, that's one of the ways. So it's either
split
direct
him.
Blows.
Yeah, split
you can
him.
You can get chemicals splashed in your eye. You can get sand. You can get metal. Can I give you one? I was grinding one day, okay? You got the grinder, cutting some metal. If you get a fleck of that in your eye, yeah, it can cut. But often it just sits there and then it goes in like a little piece of metal. You wake up in the morning, your whole eye, because there's so much moisture, rusted over.
Yuck.
I bet you there's some blokes listening have woken up and gone, I know exactly what you're talking about. You virtually pull some metal, a sheet of metal off your eye really thin, and then you go to work again.
Well, I'm not sure if anyone was sitting next to a lot of the people sitting next to us knew quite what we were talking about, because we were absolutely cacking ourselves laughing. He was telling me
about eye injuries. They're hilarious.
And then I reminded him of that that one mad Monday underneath our house, we used to have a pool table. Yeah. And early, I don't know, maybe like mid-2000s, all the boys were back at our place for Mad Monday. Yeah. And they were all a bit drunk. And one of them threw a pool ball. You know, like a ball on the pool table.
Who
threw
at?
A pool ball, like Casey McGuire. Do you remember him?
Little utility, four, I think five, he was. Eight, yeah.
Threw a pool ball at Casey McGuire, hit him in the eye and split his eye open. Incredible. I had to call the ambulance. I was holding ice packs and gauze
if
and all
If ever there
sorts.
Was a chance to have a go at stitching something up, it was Mad Monday yourself. Hold on, I'll have a go at this.
1-3-5-3. What did you get hit in the eye with? It's as simple as that.
I've got four friends I know, or two of them I describe as mates, two of them loose associates that have lost an eye.
Ooh.
Two of them cricket balls. One of them hooking. One of them was in the slips and was unsighted and hit him in the eye. In other words, he wasn't watching. And the other one had a hook shot, hit the top of the bat, went straight into his eyes. Like, that's about 8 inches.
Do they all listen to the show?
Benny would, yeah.
They might ring you. Are we the
or
network
granny?
Of missing eyeballs? Well,
Bluey is one of them.
One-eyed men.
Well, they're like pirates, these men.
They like the party trick, don't they? They like to pop their eye and put it in a beer or something like that.
They love that sort of stuff. Or they love sitting there with a pen and
flicking it out
and tapping their eye. That's what they do. One of them, okay, can I give one more one
eye? Maybe we need to talk about have you only got one eye tomorrow?
He sits there. He sleeps in meetings. Listen to this one. My brother's been in a meeting with him. He'll close one eye and the glass one will be open and they all think he's awake. Incredible. See, it's fun having one eye.
Barry from Tambourine, 1-3-3-5-3. What did you get hit in the eye with?
Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
I had exactly the same thing that Marta was talking about before. I was grinding a piece of steel.
Yeah.
Didn't have the safety goggles on. Piece went into my eye. 24 hours later, apparently you grow a new skin over your eyeball every 24 hours. I was in a fair bit of pain. Went to the doctor. The eye surgeon, and he strapped me into a chair and had like what I can describe as a Black and Decker drill and drilled it out of my eye.
Wow. That's extraordinary. Yeah. I got my wife, because it was the next morning, she got a pair of tweezers and pulled a piece, like a really thin piece of like sheet metal out of your eye. It's crazy stuff, Barry.
Moral of the story, Barry. Wear your glasses.
That's serious.
Glasses.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. But listen to this. Who would have thought this would happen, Baz? Listen, there's Jason from Tingalpa on the burner phone. My six-year-old almost lost an eye after being hit by our Rottweiler's wagging tail.
Oh my goodness.
Didn't see that coming.
Do Rottweilers have tails? Don't they have a little stumpy?
Yeah, but that might be the thing. It was they wave it so much and they get like a punch
force.
To the eye. Craig from Thornlands, can you match any of that gear? Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Yeah, what
morning,
happened, bro?
Craig.
Yeah, well, I was playing golf at Gordon Vale and my captain was teeing off the 12th tee and I was coming up the 11th.
Yes.
And next minute, whammo, straight at the top of the eye.
What, he hit it backwards? Isn't he supposed to go
forwards?
No, the
fairways go past each other.
Jesus. I don't play a lot of golf. No. Sorry, Craig.
That's all right.
That's okay.
So he hit you on the full, Craig?
On the full with the driver.
In the eye.
Drop me like a bag of you-know-what.
Jesus. Sack of potatoes.
I'm on all fours. They all thought I was joking until the captain ran past them all. Really? And they get there and it's like the golf ball was attached to my head. The lump was that big.
Jesus.
And blood dripping everywhere. Yeah. And they give me a can of beer and a couple of Panadol and said, keep playing.
Harden up. Now,
you'll be right.
You didn't lose your eye. It must have hit just on the outside.
It was right on the top,
Did you play? Well, more importantly, did he play that ball from where your feet were? Did he have his
neck wherever it landed. Yeah. It probably bounced 100 yards.
Great call, Craig.
Oh, Craig, thank you. Ashley from Fitzgibbon. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you all today?
Yeah, good. There's all sorts of random objects just flying around, hitting people.
We're going to have to make Ashley our last one, but we've got Brody with a nail gun, hit him.
Yeah,
Uncle had an Allen key, hit him in the face
Fiona,
from Beau.
Indoor cricket ball.
We might have to do this again. But for now, Ash, it's all yours, mate.
Yeah, I got a good one for you. When I used to work in a supermarket, I used to throw out all the waste, and we had carbonated glass Bundaberg bottles. and throwing them in the bin, and all of a sudden one hit another one and
bounce.
Projectile straight back into my eyelid.
Oh.
Three stitches later.
A rebound.
Rebounding Bundaberg bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Not just any Bundaberg, a carbonated something or other one.
You haven't even got time to move.
Wow. Jesus. Incredible.
Amazing. And so what, three stitches?
Three stitches on my eyelid.
How long did you take off work, Ashley?
I went back to work that afternoon.
Oh, incredible. See, that's the tales that we're hearing here. Incredible fortitude
Bravery.
And courage under fire.
Good on you. Thanks for your calls, and we will talk more about the eye injuries, I'm sure.
I love the morning.
The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Triple M. It's time to talk agriculture, Margo.
Oh, like as in...
Never heard me say that before.
Like animals?
Animals, yes, animals. And here we go. Well, this is how it started. Potty training cows plan. I went, what's this? What's going on here? Researchers say that cows possess the ability to respond to toilet training.
What?
Which could significantly reduce the amount of pollution entering waterways. It's over in Auckland. The University of Auckland have gone, there must be too much. Somebody must have had a drink and gone, this tastes like cow's piss.
Tastes like shit.
Or shit, whatever. So the University of Auckland study found the nitrate excreted from urine patches could be reduced if cattle urinated in dedicated areas. You know what I'm saying?
Potty training.
A cow toilet. That's what we're talking about here. So instead of, because they just got it so easy. Imagine if I just wandered around a paddock nude and shat and pissed everywhere. Of course the boys should be
terrible. Isn't that your trip to Morton most weekends?
I choose to go to a toilet, stop it. I choose to go to a toilet. Whereas these cows, they've been running wild just all over the...
Do whatever they want. Whatever they want.
So, but if
sounds like my five-year-old sometimes
in the
front yard.
Exactly. Maybe we do need this.
Cows with nappies.
Nappies. And then collect it all, because cow poo's great. Cow manure, I use it on
fertilizer.
My garden on the weekend. I had actually bought one of those bags from outside a farm for $5.
Did
Yeah, they're bloody great.
You
smells,
often see though. Horse poo, but cow poo happens as well, obviously. Cow,
yeah. Somebody's got to collect that. So I don't know. Is this the way forward? And the University of Auckland have said, we've shown proof of concept that we can train cows and train them easily.
Interesting.
If you said to a cow, surely, you know, like all other animals, you give them a reward and they'll do what you want them to do. Surely, if you said, I tell you what, I'm not going to kill you and eat you if you piss over there.
But then we won't have any beef. Then we'll have a beef shortage.
Oh, no, there'd still be enough stupid cows to it.
625.
There's enough stupid cows that are just going, no, I don't know about that.
This is Triple M.
Bang, you're dead.
Cows with nappies.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Margo, you know what'll surprise you? I got hit again by another magpie yesterday while riding my push bike.
They like you, don't they?
Now,
or don't like you.
But you know what? The bit that'll surprise you? I don't hate magpies.
Yes, you do.
I'd like to kill a couple of them, like four I think I've identified around Brisbane.
Who is this person? Why are you pretending?
Because last night on the news I saw a really cute story where they found a magpie at a dog park. I think they were at the dog park and they went, what's that piece of black and white feather there?
Oh, that's a magpie motto shot.
Jesus, I'd love to. Anyway, there's only three or four that I dislike because the rest of them, everyone always goes, gee, they're nice if you feed them. I don't get that chance because you don't feel like giving them any food while they're taking your ear off. Anyway, this is a good magpie story. Come on, Greg, stay on the track.
Stay on track.
They found this ill magpie and took it home.
So we decided to take her home. And then we nursed her back to health. And then after 24 hours, she pretty much ran the household.
What about this? Cute magpie. And I thought, I'm warming to the magpie.
Little
they had a dog. They had a staffy. He was teaching her tricks.
English Staffordshire Terrier Peggy taking the chick under her wing, teaching her how to play tag. She's a quick learner and ball and one of life's essentials. Barking.
Oh, my goodness.
I like this. I went, this is great.
That's a bit cute.
Strange animal relationships because... And this is fair dinkum. If I didn't see it with my own eyes, I'd go, you're kidding. The dog has taught the magpie how to bark.
It has not.
That was the magpie. Can you do it one more time?
magpies barking.
Are you sure that's not the two snakes from earlier, the audio that you had?
All right. So you think that's funny, do you?
I think it is.
Well, Peggy the Staffy, I think the Staffy's name was Peggy. Yeah. And the magpie's name was Molly.
Maggie. Oh, Molly.
Have a listen. No, not Maggie. Molly. Have a listen to how well they go on social media.
Peggy already had an Instagram following. Now Molly's piggybacking off her success. The pair amassing more than 60,000 fans from around the world.
Marto, what has happened to you today? Not only are you highlighting in a positive note magpies, but you're also highlighting animal influencers.
No, that was to annoy you. Is that more followers than you've got? And you know where they're big? I don't know what's going on over there.
We were very popular in Brazil. We are very popular.
Brazil? I don't know what it means. But I do want to bring it up. The reason I bring it up is just because I love strange animal relationships. Like if you've got a donkey who's best friends with your cat, ring us now.
Well, funny you mention it, Marto, because I've got a chicken who's best friends with a poodle. I told you last week about the massacre that happened in the park backyard.
And only one survived.
Only one chicken survived out of 11. The fox got the rest of them. Well, lone chicken has now sought comfort in the doghouse and has been sleeping up under the dog's bed for safety. And so now they all cuddle in together.
Has your chicken got a name?
Pepper.
Pepper chicken. Pepper chicken is looking for two poodle crossbreeds to protect it against foxes.
Big black dogs.
Doesn't get any better than this. you know, strange animal relationships. You know, if the cow loves your budgerigar, I want to hear from you. If your pet dolphin loves you, give me another animal, will you?
Snake.
Dog. You know what I want? 133353. It's a very weird thing. Has anyone else got one of these? You had what? Your chicken
My
is
chicken
being...
has sought refuge in the doghouse with the dogs.
After 10 of its friends were murdered in an attack.
She
on
is
the
now
house.
An indoor member of the Parker household. She just roams. If I leave the doors open, she just roams in and out
in the
and
house.
Horses around the house as she pleases.
That's funny.
Yeah, Mark from Caboolture, 133353. You've got an unusual animal relationship.
Yeah, Margot. We used to live at Nudgee Beach, and the old man and I go fishing up
Schultz's Canal.
Yeah. Christopher Skase had a ramp there for his hovercraft.
Oh, did he just?
Yeah, and we'd fish off that, and it was regular for a fox and a crane to come down, sit on the ramp, and wait for us to throw bait to them.
I beg your pardon?
A crane? You mean a crane, the really long-legged things?
Bird.
White one, yeah. And a fox.
And a fox. Well, the fox ate all my chickens. Maybe they're friendly to cranes, but they don't like chickens. You'd see them together?
Yeah, not every time, but most times they just come down, sit there and wait for a feed, and we'd throw them a bit of bait.
Funny. And fox are such shy animals, they hate coming close to anyone else, don't they?
Yeah, well, the old man grew up down there on a farm, and he had one of them back in the 30s. So, yeah.
Hey, listen,
unusual pairing.
Mark, that's an interesting one. Tom from Helensvale, Margo. My granddad had a German Shepherd and an alpaca that were best mates. This is just fabulous.
I want an
alpaca
to be my best mate. I want an alpaca. Corey won't let me have one. Mark from Eaton's Hill.
Just go and get one. Remember you said that about the jet ski. If you say it enough, it just happens.
What unusual animal relationship have you got?
Well, it's what I had when I was younger. I worked in an abattoir about 30 years ago and brought back a little lamb that just didn't want to get knocked on the head. And I had a Rottweiler.
A Rottweiler
at home. a hesitant lamb.
I've got execution hesitancy.
So
yeah, a Rottweiler.
I bought the lamb home and my Rottweiler that we had a big cage down the backyard. We had a fairly big backyard, had a big cage that we put him in for when people came and visited because he'd jump over on everyone. And I was washing the dishes one morning and noticed that the lamb went through the cage. It was made of Rio and I've gone, oh no, I'm not going to get down there in time.
Oh dear.
But the Rottweiler did nothing. They were best friends.
Oh, now, that's beautiful.
Now, I got this lamb around March, and so the Rottweiler was a male Rottweiler. The lamb was a female sheep.
Please don't tell me
the sheep used to cock its leg to pee.
Yeah.
It ate the dog's dog food.
So it was mimicking the puppy dog.
My God.
Yeah. And when Christmas came, the lamb tasted a little bit funny, and we put it down to eating the dog food.
Oh, wow. The lamb became Christmas lamb roast.
Cheery story.
Well, that's
real.
Name was Christmas.
That's what happens in nature, isn't
it,
Mark?
Like our pigs. Our pigs you ended up them. In our freezer and we ate them too.
Welcome, kiddies. They're all at school.
If they're not, go to class.
And
Sean.
That's how you learn stuff. At Christmas time, that's what you eat, your pets.
Oh, God.
Sean from Alex Hills.
Yep, it's my cat and my bearded dragon.
Okay, well, get right to it.
Is bearded
then.
Dragon a lizard or is it?
Yes.
Okay. Just wondering.
Sean, how did the relationship come about?
Oh, well, I've had my cat for 7 years. I only got my bearded dragon about 6 months ago, and ever since I got it.
Oh, it's a pet.
The cat plays with it. He goes, the bearded dragon goes for rides on my cat's back.
Sean, I need that photo, please.
Can you send us a photo on the burner phone, Sean?
if I can get it, because they go pretty wild sometimes.
But can you imagine pulling up at the Alex Hill Hotel, Sean, if we had six cats and six bearded dragons having cat and beard dragon races? Number three.
Yeah. I reckon that'd be great for you and me, Marto. I saw you up there when you shouted up there. Me and my dad saw you with a seagull.
We should be bringing up.
You put the 8 second timer on.
You got to stay on.
Yeah, you got to stay on. It's
actually,
the bucking cat.
Get your bearded dragons and cats that never had a bearded dragon on. That's
tiny little baby
Broncos.
Bearded dragon. Akubras.
Sean, can you give? Have we got any
tiny
prizes
little baby,
left for Sean?
C&L Tools at Banyo, $100 for you to spend. All right,
you're a champion.
Oh, sweet.
CLToolsCentre.com.au.
Oh, I do remember meeting his dad, and he for a beer, lovely pair.
Triple A.
Thanks, Marto.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Gotta love the French, Marto. I mean, not only did they give us French champagne and croissants, they also gave us Louis Vuitton and the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre and all of the Grand Prix in Monaco. I mean, there's so many things that the French have given us. And another reason that I now love them is because they have they've done a new study, and it suggests that Botox can stop you from getting COVID. So a jab of different sorts.
What, those enormous lips suck up?
That's filler, Marto. That's a completely different thing. That's called
Restylane.
Botox.
Is the Botox the one in the forehead?
Botox is the one that goes in the forehead. It's designed to stop wrinkles. Middle age, they refer to.
So Nicole Kidman's never had COVID. Is that a coincidence? No.
Quite possibly. But it said Botox could also protect people from catching COVID, according to a French study. Yeah. Researchers saying that of the 200 patients who got the treatment of Botox in July last year, only two of them had signs of being ill. Very established study, I see.
Any science attached to any of this?
It is by a doctor. Someone, Olivier Beaufortil.
Righto.
There's still no concrete evidence, of course. It's still in the testing stages. But I thought, hey, you know what? If it gives me an excuse to continue to keep getting Botox, I can justify it to my husband by saying, hey, but it's going to stop me from getting COVID, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Needling yourself with pig poison is a great idea to near your brain.
Marto, it's saying that it stops the receptors, Botox.
Oh, this is the scientist.
I've got some scientific facts here.
Yeah.
It stops the receptors that the chemical binds to invade the cells because that's what COVID does. It invades those cells. But if the receptors have been stopped from the Botox, the COVID can't invade it.
And where does it go?
I don't know. It doesn't. It doesn't come to you. It just repels it. It goes, she got Botox.
Wow.
I can't go there.
There's people pulling over the side of the road going, Mark has made a breakthrough in COVID science here.
It also suggested smoking.
What? It's good for you.
Nicotine stops and blocks the receptors.
Oh, my God.
Which backs up their theory, because previous research had suggested that smokers were less likely to suffer severe COVID if they were infected. So you know how Dan Andrews
was
telling everybody this.
That doesn't mean you can have all your mates round to home and get on the beers.
What you want to do is
get on the durries.
Get on the durries. Get some Botox in you because apparently it stops you from getting COVID.
Do we have to have a disclaimer at the end of none of this is solidly proven with science?
Dominic Batifol, I apologise, is his name.
Everyone's looking it up.
Said that more research was needed to determine
how Botox may stop a COVID
infection, but its study looks promising. However, the Professor William Van Schaik, Director of Institute of Micro microbiology and infection.
What does he want?
At the University of Birmingham. Yeah. Criticised the study.
Oh, did he?
How dare he? So this
has he got anything better?
This paper cannot be used as evidence, not even as weak evidence that Botox can protect against COVID.
So rude.
So rude. Stop it. Who are you, Professor Willem van Schaik? What would you
spoil
know?
Sport.
What would you know?
The Big Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30 on Triple M.
I got some big decisions to be made last night by TV watchers. I see the...
Oh, the Battle of the Reality TV.
What's the one where they sing and Hughesy's there?
The Masked Singer.
Masked Singer, that's the one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was on. That started last night. The Block's still going.
Oh, I don't know.
So Block's on 9, Masked Singer's on 10, and then the other one is SAS Australia on Channel 7. So lots of decisions to be made. We should have a look at the ratings and see who won.
All right, but can I... The one I end up watching... I went war. Went war because of this guy.
They have enrolled on a condensed version of the Special Forces Selection Course. A brutal process that will physically and mentally strip them right back to the core.
What a beautiful voice. What a beautiful
Who is that?
Voice. I don't know. Some bloke. Some voiceover
fellow. Sounds tough. Corey and I have discussed what reality shows we would do, and he said this one or Survivor he would do.
Does he like being yelled at by British people? There hasn't been British military people yelling at Australians and causing wrong decisions since Gallipoli. This has been the greatest abuse of Australians by British people ever.
This is not a game! You had your chance, I told you!
We're going to find out who they really are, and so will they.
You're AFL player, remember that?
If you come here for the wrong reasons, we will make you suffer before we... You off.
Like a kidnapping show.
He sounds like Madge McGuire at halftime in the Tigers shed.
Maybe he'll get the job, that Ant Middleton, whatever his name is. He might get the job taking the Tigers on. Now, listen, he said there at some stage, we're going to find out who you really are because we have actually gone past the bottom of the barrel. We're in the ground underneath the bottom of the barrel of celebrities. There are no more.
Oh, Marto.
What, Bitmain?
I don't know.
So.
You tell me. Who's on the show? I didn't watch it.
Well, 20 years ago, Mark Philippoussis was famous.
Being a professional tennis player, the prize money is incredible. You play hard, you work hard. It's as simple as that. But then in the media, they pushed that whole playboy lifestyle, which was bullshit. So this is an opportunity to really get to know me.
I'm thinking about watching The Block
the
at
scars.
That stage.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably lucky he didn't go on like the other reality TV show, The Masked Singer. He could have been dressed up as the poo. He could have gone as the poo emoji.
He'll always be the poo to me. But they had
didn't
some...
he date Delta Goodrum? Wasn't that what he was known for?
His forehand was handy.
Was
but,
it?
But he hasn't had anything for 20 years. Like this woman. She hasn't had anything forever, but she's got big norks.
You will probably know me because of my ex-husband, my marriage to Jeffrey Edelstein. I was 25, he was 65. 40 years difference. But it was a very, very lonely relationship. I went 6 years without sex. That's not normal.
I mean, go figure. Marry someone 40 years older than you. You have nothing in common and he can't get it up. Of course it's going to be lonely.
So therefore, you go on a TV show and jump out of a helicopter. It's exactly how life works out for most of us. And then I started to think, God, there's no one on here. I might have to go and watch that Masked Singer show. And then, thank God, someone properly famous, Manu.
My job as a chef is very similar to the army. You know, there's one boss in the kitchen and you just zip it. It's your chef. So in this course, I would be a yes chef.
Did he just compare being a chef to being in the army?
Yes.
Nothing alike, you idiot. Jeez. I thought you were going to say Sam Burgess there when you said proper celebrity.
I didn't even get around to that length. I spent, I've had enough.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Margo, you know I hate watching people on TV getting needles every night.
Yes.
Oh, look, here's another needle going into an arm. Here's another. Ooh, this scared me, this headline.
World first super jab offering optimal protection from COVID-19 and four other viruses.
Well, they're just throwing it all in together. It's like the COVID soup.
You're lucky you don't get Botox, Marto.
Oh, geez,
I mean, some men do. You get it in your armpits to stop you from sweating. You can also get it on your forehead, but they do about 12 little pricks in your forehead.
Have you met Marto?
And And you know, I don't, because I'm just thinking if that's a super jab, it'd be a super big needle, and that'd scare me more than just a little needle.
No, they're just little needles.
What were you saying to me yesterday?
Just a little prick. They say just a little sting here, might just feel a little sting.
I saw some little kids on TV last night. They'd had their, like, the 12-year-olds getting their jab, and I went, oh, they can handle it. They went, oh, it was okay. It was no problems. I'm going, what's wrong with me?
You bite your tongue and you squeeze.
And hold onto my left testicle. Whichever one hurts the most.
The pain.
Yeah, and I don't feel a thing then. And that's, I do that at the dentist too when he's putting a knee. I know. And you go, listen, mate, you're a big, strong, old bloke. You should be able to put up with it. But
it's a fear for you. It's a
just
real
something.
Thing.
I've seen 130, it would have been 130K, Pacific Islander, jump up onto a chair. Right, for a spider.
Ooh.
So I've got nothing. Spiders like, I don't jump onto
you,
chairs.
They just sit there on the wall.
But
you
they're little.
The
I'm
bone.
Just saying, big person, little.
Little fear.
Little fear. Oh, like, I'm scared of something little, like cockroaches.
Corey's
some
snake.
Enormous.
He's got a snake phobia. He hates snakes. Even if they're on a screen, if I show him a video, he hates snakes.
It's not
like,
about.
Mate, you're a big tough front rower.
I know, it sounds
second
like.
Rower.
It.
Okay,
oh,
maybe legitimate then.
No. All right, hold on. Yeah. I've designed this.
Okay. Big man.
Little fear.
Big men with little fears. Do you know
we've
one?
We've done lots of big men.
We've
big
done
men,
little
car.
Cars with the
big
security
men, little
guys.
Car, big man. No, that's it.
Dog. That's it. Little dog.
Oh, big man, little dog. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah,
yeah. This is big man. How big are you and how little is the thing that you're scared of?
Big man.
Are big men fearful of commitment, perhaps? Is that a little fear or a big fear?
Cockroaches. don't say commitment. That could take forever.
You're welcome to dob in a mate as well.
Damo from Alex Hills. Good morning.
Good morning.
How big are you?
I'm slightly over your size, Marno, that's for sure. I'm 115.
Righto,
115,
that's a big,
righto.
That's a big
is
man.
That height as well, though, Damo? How tall are you?
196.
Yeah, he's tall. So, yeah,
you're like the perfect decent. Human.
Like, I doubt it, mate. My daughters are both cringing at the moment.
For sake of the Thor.
Damo, you're a big man. What are you scared of that's little?
Tiny spaces, actually. I saw the clip of Sammy Burgess climbing through a tunnel tonight on SAS, and that definitely tightens my throat up.
I think you're going to be all right, though, Damo, because at 115 kilos and 196 centimetres, you don't fit in tiny spaces.
No, won't you? Have you ever had an MRI, Damo?
Yeah, plenty, mate, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Yuck.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
What is it about the spaces, Damo? Was there something traumatic that happened to you as a child in the past?
Did your sister put you in a coffin?
Yeah, I think I grew up north, mate. So watching all my mates dive under big rocks while we were in swimming holes just always made me a little bit nervous. And you know, you hear those yucky stories about the kids who don't make it out when the rock moves. So I was always just a little bit terrified of it.
We used to go through a lot of stormwater drains when I was little. But now I went down to get a kid's skateboard recently and went, what am I doing in
here?
We
used to climb through them all the time.
I know. Damo, I don't know what happens to us, but somehow we lose our nerve.
Yeah. Hindsight is a funny thing.
Well, you talked over the little fear, but we'll get another one. Thanks, Damo. Robert from Redbank, how big are you?
I'm 6 foot even, so 180, and I'm 110 kegs.
That's a unit.
Okay, Robert. What is the fear that's little?
Well, it comes with a bit of a story. I was up having a drink one night with some mates, and you know you have those 10-minute power naps where you wake up, recharge, and you're like, let's get going.
Yep.
I picked up my beer and had a big swig, and I thought, Jesus Christ, it's not supposed to be crunchy. And there was a cockroach in it, and I've been frightened since of what they're doing to me when I'm sleeping.
Is your little fear about cockroaches or beer?
It didn't stop me drinking. No. So I guess it must be the cockroach.
Oh, you managed to overcome it. Hold on. Well, thank you, Rob. Gary from Jim Boomer on the burner phone. 6 foot eight and 120 kilograms.
Jesus,
that's big man, you agree?
Massive.
Clowns scare the living daylights out of him.
Oh, yeah, clowns are scary, though. That scares everybody.
Send you up to the show in Caboolture, up to the circus.
Yeah, let's send Gary from Jim Boomer to the circus.
This is Triple M.
Corey's going round the house. Stock is Margo's busy parking orders. Time for At Home with the Parkers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's lots of shenanigans happening in the lead up to school holidays, of course, Marto.
What do you mean?
The kids have been championing for a day off this week. They're like, oh, we need a mental health day, Mum. And I said, you're going on holidays for 2 weeks. You'll get 2 weeks holidays on Friday. Let's just do that, hey?
Your mental health can get through to then, surely.
But I think Corey got more than he bargained for yesterday. Memphis, our eldest daughter, is 11. And, of course, we are on Friday heading out to Lake Moogra.
Are you going there again? Like last year,
we try and go there every year at some stage. We love it out there. It's great. There's only 12 powered caravan sites and the rest is all free camping and unpowered camping on the lake. It's a great time. We're really looking forward to going with about 10 other families, Marto. So it should be a good time.
There's a dangerous talk about this. You might be flocked by fans heading out there.
Good luck to them trying to get in. I only just got in.
Would you say that you ruin the normally quiet, idyllic surrounds of Lake Moogra?
No, there's jet boats out there. There's speed boats. They have all sorts of stuff. We've just got a mere little tinny, Marto, that we're going to be putting in and some kayaks.
Aren't you taking a jet ski?
I am taking the jet ski. I didn't want to say jet ski again, just in case people were sick of me talking about it.
Okay.
But I can't wait to get out on the water. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is that Memphis has been asking Corey to get her in a Cobra. For weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, because he has an Akubra, the boys have Akubras.
Yeah, lovely.
And she's like, Dad, I really want an Akubra. You know, she's always pinching his because it's too big, it flies off. So anyway, so he finally buckled under the pressure and she wanted to wear it out at the lake. So he said, righto, I'll take you after school tomorrow. We'll go and get an Akubra. But
they're more a winter hat. Speak from my personal
experience.
Well,
summer experience. Though, Marto, it's wide brimmed. It keeps them protected.
But you get very hot.
And sweaty.
I get very sweaty head in summer wearing my Akubra. That's just personal.
Yes. Well, I don't own an Akubra. I just wear one of Corey's. I pinch one of them. But off he went to the shops. However, he failed because he took Wiley and River with him. And of course, when one child gets something, of course, the other children want one. So then River wanted an Akubra. He's like, you're five. You are not getting an Akubra.
No.
And Wiley wanted a pair of boots. He's like, Dad, I've got an Akubra.
Footy boots?
No, he wanted a pair of riding boots, Marto.
Jesus, no.
So anyway, so he FaceTimed me. I was dropping Jagger off to a friend's place for an afternoon play, and I get a FaceTime call from in the shop, and it's just a pair of boots on the screen, and I'm thinking, what am I looking at here? And it's Wiley, Mum, I really want these boots. Dad said no, but can I get them? I said,
look,
Dad said no, I'm sticking with that. You know, we're on the same team here.
Beautiful.
Parenting on point. Done. So I said, nope. Dad said
you
no.
Heard a thong.
That's it. So anyway, so I hang up, I drop Jagger off to his play date, and I get home, and I walk into my bedroom to get dressed to go out to Boy Swallows Universe last night, and there is Wiley. What? In his cowboy hat, his white shirt, his jeans, I think that he stole from his sister's cupboard because he doesn't own any, and his new shiny cowboy boots.
what happened there?
Corey obviously
What happened
gave
to being
in.
On the same team?
Corey obviously gave in, and I said to him, I said, oh, hello, it's my little cowboy. And he said, I look handsome, don't I, Mum? And then raised his little eyebrows at me, and I was like, I think I might have to trade in the motorbikes, which the neighbours will be happy about, but trade in the bike for a horse.
For a horse.
Because I've got my... Got myself a little cowboy on my hands.
Corey going stalkers, Marco barking orders, that was At Home with the Parkers.
For top odds on your sports and race betting, there's only one place to bet, and that's topsport.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Just talking sport and talking rugby league. There's one thing rugby league hates. It's backing down, because it's not manly to back down. You don't, if you're a tough bastard, you don't ever back down. Well, yesterday, rugby league did back down. It was wonderful to see. Thank God for all other sports lovers. If you don't know what was going on, Get your next few weeks planned out, because on September 25th, that's the AFL Grand Final.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? I knew that. Yep. Everyone knows that. They were doing it the week before the NRL. Wonderful idea. They said, oh, people get footy fatigue. We'll do it one weekend, because there's been weekends, Margo, where the NRL was on the Sunday
and AFL was on the Saturday. Yes.
And you get to work on the Monday and you're rooted because you've just been on it for 2 days.
Don't we have the public holiday now on the Monday? Yeah. So wouldn't that be a good thing?
That's October the 4th after the NRL.
NRL Grand Final.
So get your Grand Finals, get all your ducks in a row. So the NRL Grand Final's October 3rd. That's a Sunday. We've got the 4th off. Everyone happy? Bang,
so
bang.
Wouldn't it be good to have the AFL Grand Final on the Saturday, the same weekend?
But you get too tired, too fatigued. So yeah, they're separated. Anyway.
Footy weekend.
So, but it's been advertised. It's been everyone's known about it forever.
It's the weekend before.
So why did the NRL schedule Melbourne Storm to play the winner of Parramatta play Penrith this weekend, okay? they were going to be playing at exactly the same time as the AFL Grand Final on September 25th.
Yuck.
Stupid. And considering there's a Melbourne team involved. So there's two Melbourne teams in the AFL Grand Final. That hasn't happened in 10 years. Okay, so it'll be an enormous.
Huge. They love it down there.
Last year's Grand Final here in Brisbane, the highest rating TV Grand Final of all time.
Wow.
Because it wasn't in Melbourne. And
two
it's not
Melbourne teams
yet.
Playing in Perth, Marto.
Will be enormous.
Enormous.
Will be enormous. One team hasn't won for nearly 50 years. So what happened yesterday? Did rugby league, did they dig their toes in? No, they actually said, they did say 2 weeks ago, Andrew Abdo, the South African bloke running rugby league, he said, we're going to stand our ground. Sports lovers will have to make a choice.
Oh, no.
Did you? I didn't see this at the time. Sports lovers have to make a choice. League fans will be more interested in our preliminary final. Will they? We've got to do what's right for our game, for our teams, for our fans and our stakeholders. This is 2 weeks ago. I'm so focused on what's right for our sport, not theirs. On Monday, as in yesterday, the NRL opted to move the game to an afternoon time slot to ensure the game got the biggest possible. Who tapped him on the head and said, listen, stupid?
Who's the boss of the TV ratings? Whoever he is.
I would say either Channel 9 or Fox have gone, hey, mate, listen, we have this other game on this other net. We don't need a battle. Okay, so here he goes on. This is Abdo. There was a fan backlash, apparently. Rugby league is about the fans who have made it clear across the weekend that they're disappointed about having to choose. But no one wants to choose.
Nobody.
You want to watch both. I want to watch rugby league and then the AFL. I want to watch it all. Isn't that who we are? Jesus. I don't know. I give up.
Rugby league.
Hey, listen to this one. How much time have you got? 10 seconds?
Oh, you're right, go.
The four finals last weekend were the four biggest rugby league games in subscription history. This is weekend just gone for Fox Sports. Penrith South Sydney, the highest rating rugby league game ever on Fox Sports.
Really? Amazing.
It's kind of like the lockdown was put on by the rugby league.
This is Triple M's The Big Breakfast.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.